I can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
And don't we all? Good morning. It is 8:09. I'm Larry Long. Welcome to Birdwatch. Birdwatch is sponsored by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden, and Bird Center at the corner of 12th Street and Millam Road, and by the River Lake Inn located near Colon. And now your host for Birdwatch, Roger Taylor. Good morning, Rog.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Good, good. Kind of a pleasant morning right now.
Yeah.
Might get some rain, but very comfortable 70 right now.
Yeah, the temperature has been bouncing around
a lot. It has done that, hasn't it?
It jumped up to 75 for a few minutes. Let's get right into the trivia question. And today is, all you have to do is give me a number. And the question is, how many birds are estimated to be killed each year by pet and feral cats? How many birds are killed every year? And this is being done in round numbers, and the source for this trivia question is a magazine, Birdwatchers Digest, been around for years, well-respected in the birdwatcher community, hence the name Birdwatchers Digest. At any rate, the question this morning is, how many birds are killed by pet and feral cats each year in North America? And the person that gives me that round number will win a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend from Waddell's and a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, where if you take a pal with you, your meal is half price. All of those prizes, both of those prizes, are yours if you can tell us how many birds are killed each year in North America by pet and feral cats. Let's go to the phones.
All right, oh,
382-4280, 877-382-4280.
And first up to guest this morning is Annette in Kalamazoo. Good morning, Annette.
Hi, Annette.
Good morning. I can't remember the commercial, but it's the... I'm going to say a million.
I'm sorry, but you're way off. But thanks for giving it a try, Annette.
All right.
All right. Thanks very much, Annette. And now we have Doug in Schoolcraft. Take a shot at it. Good morning, Doug.
Hi, Doug. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Good. I'm going to say 800.
Oh, way low.
Okay.
We're looking for the total number of birds killed in North America by pet and feral cats, the combination of both. And it's way over 800. But
It will be, yeah.
Thanks for taking a shot at it.
Okay, and now let's give Andrea in Kalamazoo a try. Good morning, Andrea.
Andrea, how are you?
I'm terrific this morning.
Okay.
I'm guessing 100,000.
No, way low. Way low. But thanks for taking a shot.
Thank you.
Yes, the question that's...
100,000's too low, a million's too high, we know.
No,
that.
No. A million is too low.
Oh, a million's too low.
Yeah, we haven't come anywhere near all of our answers thus far.
Word.
Have been low. And the question again is, how many birds are killed in North America by pet and feral cats each year? It's an estimated number, and so you don't have to have it down to the decimal point.
Looks like Doug got back through. Doug, you want to take another shot at it?
Hi, Doug.
Hi. Sure. How about 2 million?
Oh, no, we're still way low.
Wow.
But thanks for giving it a shot.
Okay.
Yeah, we're talking about North America, it's Canada, and all that.
And the United States.
We're talking about a lot of
places. Yeah, you're.
Okay.
And let me tell you that at the end of breeding season, there are estimated to be 25 to 27 billion birds in the U.S. By the time we get to breeding season the following year, there's 6 to 7 billion birds left.
Wow.
That many birds die in their first year of life. Those birds that die each year, how many of them are killed by pet and feral cats? And if you give me that number, you get yourself a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend from our friends at Waddell's and a gift certificate from the River Lake Inn.
All right, let's see if John in Kalamazoo knows. Good morning, John. You're on the air.
Hi, John.
Good morning.
Got a guess for us?
How about 3.5 billion?
We have finally gone over the number. And so it is somewhere, my recollection, the highest low estimate was two million.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've gone to 3.5 billion,
yeah.
And the number is somewhere in between. Thanks, John.
All right, pretty good range. Let's see if Ed in Portage can narrow it down. Good morning, Ed.
Hey, morning, Roger.
Hi, Ed. How you doing?
We're talking about astronomical numbers here, but how about 1.5 billion?
You're low.
I'm low. Okay,
yes.
Good. Okay.
But no, it isn't good. It's bad.
Yeah, I know it's bad. I know that's
I'm
bad.
I'm kidding you.
Our cats live in the house all the time.
Thank you. Well, and that's where they should be if you care about your cats. I can't let my dogs run loose. And cats out in nature are prone to being eaten by coyotes. They're prone to being run over by cars. They pick up disease, the feline immunity deficiency disease, feline leukemia. They're exposed to disease. They get into fights with raccoons. Then raccoons usually win.
Right.
And there's plenty of reasons, even if you don't care about birds, if you care about your cat, to keep them inside.
Ours like to watch through the window.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks for taking a shot at it, Ed.
Okay, thanks very much, Ed. And let's go to Mary in Lawton. Good morning, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Good morning. How about 3 billion?
Oh, we're high.
Oh, we're high.
Yes. So we've now narrowed it down to 1.5 billion on the low end and 3 billion on the high end. And so it's somewhere in between. We just need somebody to come close.
All right. Well, let's see if Janet in Kalamazoo has the answer. Good morning, Janet.
Hi.
Good morning. 2 billion.
And we have a winner.
All right.
Yes. According to Birdwatchers Digest, it's estimated that 2 billion birds are killed in North America alone by cats. Both pet cats that are allowed to run out in nature and the feral cats that have just been abandoned. But 2 billion birds. And when we, by spring, get down to just 6 or 7 to 8 billion birds, 2 billion birds lost to an unnatural cause, cats are not a natural part of the environment, makes a big difference to the bird world. For getting that right, you get yourself a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend. That comes from our friends at Waddell's. And you get a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, where I am told they have a bumper crop of hummingbirds at their feeders this year. So hold on. We're going to send you back to our pal, Carolyn, who's going to need some information from you. And then dinner for you and the birds is on us.
Thanks a lot.
You betcha.
All right. Thanks very much, Janet. And now we have a question for Raj. This comes from a caller in Portage. Good morning.
Hi, Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hey, Roger, I had a question, but I don't want to screw up your bird quiz.
Well, thank you.
We've got four little birds who appeared this week that we have never had, and we've been feeding birds for a number of years. They look like a miniature version of a horned lark, except to the size of a sparrow, and they're kind of buff-colored. And my wife saw them, and she said, there are four little birds out here. Look like they're having a bad hair day. Because they got those little tufts or horns sticking up. And I have gone through bird books. I thought maybe they were a horned sparrow or a horned finch. I have no idea what they are.
Hmm.
I have never seen this bird anywhere.
And there's four of them.
Well, four, and now this morning there's only one. But usually they kind of feed in a group. So I think they're immature.
Hmm.
But they're the size of a sparrow. They got little brown and white streaks on their breast, and they're so funny because they almost feed like, you know, I don't know if they've ever fed chickens, but, you know, they go all around together, and then all of a sudden they all leave together.
Hmm.
And I have been on the internet, and I have been to my bird books. And I can't find anything. I said, I'm going to call Roger.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. I don't really have a guess either. Is it possible for you to get a picture of them?
Yeah, I was
going to
say, if you could get a picture of it, Ed.
Oh, yes, I could, because I photograph birds quite often. So I'll try that this week.
Okay, and then as soon as you get a decent picture, send it to roger.taylor@wkzo.com.
Okay.
And I'll be happy to see if I can help you identify those little brown jobs.
They just stand up there, and those little tufts, you know, kind of like horn like, they stand right up straight all the time.
And if there's any listeners out there who have an idea, 382-4280-877-382-4280. Nothing is popping into my mind, Ed. So unless we get a call from a listener here in the next few minutes with an idea, send me a picture and we'll see if we can let you know next week what
it is. Well, thank you for your work. I know you cover a substantial part of Michigan because I've heard you way up north on Saturdays. So
okay. Well, thanks,
good.
Ed.
Bye.
Summer's finally here. All through the month of June, the River Lake Inn is featuring a trio of summer delights. Their June features include Chef Mark Bailey's classic slow-cooked barbecue baby back ribs with the River Lake Inn's house apple blossom barbecue sauce. Also includes succulent lake perch, lightly battered and pan-fried, and a marvelous 10-ounce top sirloin steak with aged Angus USDA choice meat cooked to perfection. All three features come with your choice of potato and a salad bar. In addition to these features, their full menu, buffet, and other daily features are available, plus the River Lake Inn's many appetizers and fabulous homemade desserts by Anita. And it's not too early to make your reservation for the annual Father's Day buffet that comes up soon on June 16th. That's just 2 weeks from tomorrow. The Hummingbirds, Purple Martin, and the Orioles have returned to the River Lake Inn and a joy to see at the feeders and out in the gardens. So come early and allow time to stroll through the gardens and the nature trails. Reservations are not required for groups of six or less. For more information and directions, call the River Lake Inn at 269-432-2626 or simply go to riverlakeinn.com. Gorgeous landscape plants are arriving daily at Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center, where you'll enjoy browsing the greenhouses stocked full of beautiful bloomers. For instant color on decks and patios, check out the huge selection of annuals in containers and hanging baskets. For color that comes back every year, check out Waddell's Perennial Collection. There are over 800, yes, 800 varieties to choose from for both sunny and shady locations. Peonies come in all the beautiful colors you expect, as well as a new yellow. Don't forget the salvia. The long-lasting bloomer comes in pink, purple, blue, or white. Salvia is, of course, a favorite of hummingbirds. And if you want to add some height to your perennial garden, check out the pestimum, which is also a favorite of hummingbirds. You'll have the longingly looked at rose gardens, thinking you'd never have time to care for rose bushes. Try the new drift roses from Waddell's. They bloom all season and are very low maintenance. Need some color for a shady area, some herb plants for healthy cooking, some flowers to cut for bouquets, something that's short for a border? You'll find it all at Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center, Texas Drive, at the corner of Milam and 12th Street.
At 8:24, we want to thank Kathy for hanging on, and let's go out to Kathy in Portage with a question. Good morning, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Good morning. I don't have a question. I have a comment, actually. I called last week about the similar to a Baltimore Oriole, and I wasn't sure what it was.
Yes, yes.
Yes, someone came over, recognized it instantly, and said it's a female.
Oh, yes. Their color is not as bright as the male's.
Yes.
Well, thank you for solving that mystery.
Well, you're welcome, and you guys have a great day.
Okay. Hey, thank you. You
thank
too.
Thank you so much.
All right,
Kathy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Bye. And now we have Helen in Oshtemo. Good morning, Helen.
Hi, Helen.
Hi. I have a question about our hummingbirds. We've had a feeder outside our kitchen window for several years, and the hummingbirds have been here going to it. And this year, the hummingbird feeder was out in the same place, right outside the kitchen window, and they're real skittish. And we haven't seen all that many, and I'm not sure if it's one or two that come or what. I changed the location of the feeder, and it's now across the a different hangar on the deck, and I haven't seen them at all.
Well, I can't think that moving it created the problem. Hummingbirds are very used to a changing food source all summer long as flowers begin and end blooming, and so moving it in their world would just be a flower that started blooming that day. And so that shouldn't throw them off. I mentioned earlier that the great majority of birds do not survive their first year. But if they survive their first year, they frequently have longer lives. And a hummingbird frequently will live 4 or 5 years. And that means there's a 1 in 4 or 1 in 5 chance that your hummingbird passed on to old age and didn't make it back this year. And the skittishness may be that the hummingbird you attracted this year is not as used to the feeder and the movement in the house. And I, too, have noticed that the bird, my feeder is about 2 feet away from where I sit at a desk through a sliding glass door. And I've noticed this year that my birds are skittish as well. And so what that means to me is that this is a bird that's just getting used to my feeder. I've not heard of anything go going on with hummingbirds. There's no disease out there. And so my guess is that you just have a bird that's not as familiar with your area as the birds you saw last year were.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And you mentioned a couple of things that attract hummingbirds, and I didn't write those down. Could you repeat those?
Salvia.
Something from Weedelf.
Yeah, oh yeah. Salvia is one of my favorite plants. And although salvia is not natural to Michigan, it's natural to states as close by as Missouri and southern Illinois. And it's a plant that hummingbirds like very much. And so that would be certainly a good recommendation to have in your garden. Red is attractive to the hummingbirds, but they'll go to any color flower. And so you can pick any salvia that that you like.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you bet. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
That's going to do it for Birdwatch this week. Have yourself a good weekend, everybody, and thanks for listening.
And thank you, Raj. Thanks for listening to this edition of Birdwatch. Tune in each Saturday at 8 a.m. for Birdwatch, brought to you by Weddell's Nursery, Floral Garden, and Bird Center, with a corner of 12th Street and Millam Road, and by the River Lake Inn, located near Colon. Up next, CBS Local News, and then Around the Home with Greg Crawford on 590 WKZO.
Slow me down. Look at all the people like cows in a herd. Well, I like birds.